Get Dis.
The Dis from Disabilities. I'm Emily Rellings.
And I'm Kayla Connick. We aim to change perceptions of people who are differently abled.
To do so, we interview those with unique challenges who have demonstrated that there is nothing dis about their abilities and provide valuable information on how to interact with and treat those around us.
We put new episodes out every couple of weeks. Check out all of our episodes on Patreon.
Can you hear us okay now?
Yeah, the fun little Easter egg, the microphone that I used to use now, it's fixing to go in the trash, but I had been using it for over 12 years and purchased it at Goodwill for $4, so.
Oh, it's probably time. Goodwill comes in handy, I know.
It's better than anything else I've ever purchased, believe it or not.
$4 mic, yeah.
I know, yeah. Okay, we're all good. Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Doing more organization stuff and really trying to get our organization up and expanded. More players, more managers.
Yes, it sounds like you're really growing and growing quickly. I saw you on the Today Show, and that's where I decided to reach out because I was like, wow, that is that's amazing, and it's great what you're doing.
Thank you.
And it really aligns with our podcast values as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's called Forget Dis, and we aim to take the dis out of disability.
That's catchy.
Yeah, right? You like that? Yeah, we took some good time to come up with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Can you tell us about alternative baseball?
Alternative baseball is an authentic baseball experience for teens and adults 15 and over with autism and other special needs. We have practices and we have exhibition games with real umpires playing by the real rules. Major League Baseball rules from just about front and back. We do base stealing. We do infield fly. It's tailored to each player's individual skill level. Like, for example, someone may start out hitting off a tee and work their way up to overhand fast pitching. It is a player pitch program. The players do pitch in the program, and it's just like a traditional baseball experience. There are absolutely no adaptations except the ball itself.
Very cool. And when was alternative baseball started?
Alternative baseball was started in January of 2016.
Whoa, it's still pretty new.
I had been playing years and coaching a few years of regular slow pitch softball because there weren't any baseball programs around where I live because I live in a relatively rural area. And I decided, coming back from a spring training camp with some guys from Canada that were holding a camp down in Florida to teach the instructional skills, I was thinking, you know, what would this experience be like if we brought it to the rest of those on the autism spectrum and with other special needs that just need a place to fit in, that just need a place where they want to be able to develop and grow their skills without fear of judgment, perceptions, preconceived ideas. That's really where alternative baseball was formed. We started out as a slow pitch softball program, but as the skill levels kept growing and people and players started improving, then we eventually switched it over to baseball and got most of our support through that. And now we have 18 teams right now across the United States with many more in the works.
18 teams.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations. Wow, that's growing fast. How many players did you start out with?
We started out with around 6 or 7 for that first team, that first season. And then they started telling their friends got involved, their friends started telling their friends. And before you know it, we had enough to start our second team. And we started our second team in the Metro Atlanta area around January of this year. And we started expanding to the general public around the United States in April after our piece with Baseball Tonight aired.
And so 18 teams now, right?
Yes, ma'am, with many more in the works that we're planning.
Very cool. And where are those located?
As west as Phoenix, Arizona, as north as Jersey City, right across the river from the Big Apple, and all the way south as West Palm Beach, Florida. Jupiter.
Oh, good, good. So you're spreading across the country.
Yes, ma'am. And we are working on registration for Canada as well.
Oh, good.
Very soon we will be able to spread our program across all 30 major league markets.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to come out to Nevada, spread a little further west.
Of course.
Yeah, we need something like that.
Definitely. And we are looking for a manager for Las Vegas or Reno. If y'all know of anybody that would want to start this new project out there, that would be fantastic.
You know, yeah, we could reach out to people and just spread the word and see. Yeah, we need something like that out here.
What we do is we put one team in one city, and then we tried to put different teams in surrounding cities so they could start a league, and we could eventually get to the point where we're starting tournaments, regional tournaments, national tournaments, leagues. We want to open up as many opportunities as we possibly can through our program. It's very important.
So what's involved with getting onto a team?
Well, what you got to do first is go on to alternativebaseball.org and press the join tab. Fill out the information in the player pool, whether you have a team near you or not. If you don't have one, we'll keep your information in our player pool and send it to the coach, who eventually will start a team in that area. But if there is a team in that area, we'll go ahead and send your information on to the coach nearest to you.
All right. That sounds easy. What a relief.
Oh, definitely. We try to make things as simple as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah. And so it's for what ages?
15 and over. And there's no maximum age limit. We've had a couple who were in their 60s who played with us.
All right. Yeah.
So there's really no age limit at all. It's for those that are just 15 and over.
15 and over. That love to play ball.
Right.
I love the concept of baseball, but I've never been very good at it.
Me neither.
I have a distinct memory. You know, we were not very sporty in my family growing up. We were musical. We were a complete bunch of band nerds and stuff. But there was one Thanksgiving where we had a family friend over, and he was a former player in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And so after the dinner, you know, we're all sitting around going, oh, in my family we do jigsaw puzzles, right? And Dennis was like, oh, hey, let's go play ball. And I'm like, what? So we went across, and because we lived across from middle school, and so there was a field out there, and so we went across the street and we organized this game. I have a pretty big family, but I think it was like him and my dad on a team, and then the other eight of us on the other team to kind of be a little evenly matched.
Balance it out. Like Emily, I grew up in a non-sporty family, and we're in Vegas.
Right.
And you know, Vegas until recently hasn't been big on sports teams. I went to a high school and we didn't have any sports teams.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe that? From, you know, yeah, I tell people that and they're like, what?
Now y'all got the Golden Knights.
Yeah, right. We got our Knights, and I love hockey Raiders now.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a team, and they're awesome, right?
We lost the Thrashers, so thank us.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. They did some trading, but yeah, I not until I moved to St. Louis for a little bit, I discovered just how much people like love baseball and how like community driven it can be. And
oh, definitely.
And fun it is, really. I mean, because they love their Cardinals.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My sister was actually supposed to come this weekend to visit with her family. And she's like, oh, we're going to come on Saturday instead of Friday because Brian's boss bought him the World Series ticket.
Yeah.
He's going.
You can't miss that.
Okay.
Man.
Right. We'll see you on Saturday.
Nice. That's good stuff.
Can't miss that.
Yeah. And he's a Boston guy, and it's the Red Sox.
I'm waiting for Atlanta to get back in the World Series.
Yeah.
I hope it happens before I'm 60.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
I got faith in Acuna and Albies, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So were you born and raised in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. I was. Absolutely.
Cool. In Atlanta?
Metro Atlanta. So I'm from a town called Dallas, which is probably about 45, 50 minutes away west of Atlanta.
Okay.
So there wasn't really a lot of resources for those on the autism spectrum over my way. Usually one would have to probably go all the way to Atlanta to receive a diagnosis. or even many resources.
Yeah, I imagine it might be pretty difficult.
So what was it like growing up with autism?
Well, I was diagnosed at the age of 4. I had speech issues, sensory issues, anxiety issues, among the social stigma that I faced when I was getting a little bit older. But thanks to the help of my mother, my teachers, and mentors and coaches who have believed in me throughout the years that I can be successful, as well as God, I've been able to get to where I am today to provide this experience to our players. And it's a God-given thing. That's how I truly believe in, because He's opened up all these doors to all these different connections that I've been able to meet. And we've been able to build this community, like this family. And here we are today, expanding throughout the United States.
Well, and here you are as a person who is providing that same kind of support that is necessary to grow. So that's awesome.
Thank you. There's a lot of preconceived ideas and perceptions that are out there, but all it requires is just one chance, one opportunity for us to show what we can do. And we want to learn about what we can do to learn and grow from each of our experiences. We want that. It's just having the opportunities and the confinements of being able to do so.
That's right. And when you were growing up, did you ever experience kind of the opposite end of that? People telling you, no, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, I couldn't play competitive sports growing up largely because of that preconceived idea, that perception. And every time that I would get on a team, or given a chance, that doesn't mean that I was given the chance. Instead, facing a lot of preconceived ideas, perceptions, no, you can't do this, no, you're not capable. Who are other people to tell me that I'm not capable of doing something when I'm constantly working hard at something and trying my hardest to improve to the best of my potential?
That's a wonderful attitude.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, and when you're told that over and over, especially as a younger kid, too, I imagine that really wears down on some kids' confidence.
There was one good year of youth baseball that I played, though, that I really learned a lot. I'm still friends with a guy who played on that team who's also on the autism spectrum. He plays in our organization now. Been very successful. But then the next year, there was a new coach who came on board. And because of the autism and because of the preconceived ideas, he was like, win, 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 like win at all costs. The program for those that were 13 and 14 was just a travel program. It wasn't really for rec ball anymore. And so I was basically cut from the team because of those preconceived ideas and was told if I stayed on, I wouldn't get any playing time.
Before you even given a chance to show that you could be valuable to the team.
Precisely.
So what's your batting average, Taylor?
Oh, Lord. I don't really keep up with my own statistics. I try not to come across as a complete narcissist.
You're doing a good job.
What's your favorite position to play?
Well, I like to pitch, but I'm not a pitcher.
All right.
That's what some of them have told me in the past, but I really like playing first and second base the best. I don't have to do a lot of running. I like to do that for sure, but that's just where my best mechanics are suited for, that I've worked on the most through the years.
Nice.
Cool.
Now, we do also have our all-star game at the end of each year, featuring our program players who make it to 70% or more of the practices and the games they get to play with and alongside and against professional baseball players, former and current, for Major League and Minor League Baseball.
Oh, wow. What a cool opportunity.
Thank you. 9 innings, just like the pros, no restrictions. Oh. Pros are throwing their fastest to us. We're throwing our fastest to them. It's the ultimate fall classic, and it will be live streamed on alternativebaseball.org November the 10th at 2 o'clock Eastern. I think that's 12 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. Yeah, save the date. That sounds amazing.
Oh, definitely. That's, we're going to have it live streamed on our website. If you like to travel, you can go by plane on Delta or American Airlines, and you can come to Hartsville Jackson, get you a hotel room at the Hampton Inn, and come to our game on the 10th.
Where's the game located?
at New Georgia Ballpark, 5885 Billerica Highway, Dallas, Georgia, 30157.
Cool.
Does it cost to attend?
Free with any donation.
All right, good thing we have that, all that information on the podcast. We'll probably blast that out again when we share this episode, if that's okay with you.
Oh, fantastic. That'd be wonderful.
Throw up some links. All that information for everybody. Yeah, because the more people that get to see that, the better.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, we'll share all of that good stuff.
Oh, definitely. And I'll send you a Facebook RSVP link. We're trying to get people who are planning on coming to RSVP through the Facebook page.
It's really great to talk to you, Taylor. If there was something that you wanted people to know, give us your best sage advice. What do you really want people to know about life?
Life's too short to give up your dreams. There are always going to be people out there who are saying, you're not built for this, you're not capable for this. Oh, I don't think that's in the cards. But when one thing doesn't open up, another door opens. Keep on working on what you want to work on to achieve your goals, to achieve those dreams. And if you're a parent out there with the person on the spectrum, keep on working hard. The clock never stops ticking. I will say one other thing. There's not a day that goes by where I don't at least learn one thing. And one other thing too. Now, autism to me is not necessarily an inability. It's just simply an obstacle that can be conquered with time and effort and a plan to get to where you want to go in life. Life's too short not to go for the best. Keep on working hard.
Yeah, no matter who you are or what challenges you face.
I hear you.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show, talking with us today, and for everything you do. It really is important work, and I only hope it grows and reaches across the country even more.
Thank you, and we are looking for donations as well. If anybody would like to donate, the donate link is on our website on their front page. AlternativeBaseball.org.
Perfect. We'll share that around as well.
Awesome. Thank y'all.